This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the fan, the day after Christmas. Hope you had a great holiday, a great Christmas day, Christmas Eve, and a great day of football watching. You know, the NBA is usually the sport that takes over Christmas, right? There's games going on from noon to the 10:30 window for the West Coast game. You have games on from noon to midnight in the NBA. Not so fast, the NFL once again takes the spotlight, and it was the game that a lot of people had circled on the calendar for weeks in Santa Clara, Baltimore, and San Francisco, and it was not the end result that at least I expected, and I'm sure a few of you were probably a little bit puzzled to see it too. The Baltimore Ravens are pretty good. I think it's fair to say Baltimore with a dismantling of San Francisco. Now, Brock Purdy threw four interceptions. It was kind of a game viewed as who wanted to take the MVP. And in the first half, it was kind of, okay, who wants to lose the MVP? Who doesn't want to win it? And it appeared kind of apparent that Brock Purdy was that guy. Purdy wasn't good. Now, at the same time, he threw four picks. Sam Darnold also threw a pick. He came in and threw the ball 14 times and relieved Brock Purdy. Wasn't good for San Francisco. Was not. But Baltimore, a ton of their interceptions were off-tip balls. And also applying pressure, being in the right place at the right time. And I think you got to give the Ravens a lot of credit for that. Baltimore played its tails off and really showed why it has maybe the best defense in the league, better than San Francisco. San Francisco minus Hufanga in the back end with Jair Brown, a Penn State guy. He made a couple of miscues, at big plays for Baltimore. But if you look at just the overall box score, Lamar getting sacked for a safety was kind of funny early on in the first quarter. Then a couple field goals led the way to the second quarter. And Baltimore with a 16-12 lead. You go, okay. Then they onslaught San Francisco in that third quarter. Lamar Jackson and Nelson Aguilar, Zay Flowers touchdown and a field goal from Justin Tucker where they A, took advantage of turnovers, and B, just stunned everybody by the performance that they put out there on the field against who many of us here in town think, and I'm sure you do as well, is probably the best team in football in the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know who the best team in football is. I still don't think it's the Ravens, even though I like their defense a lot. When they traded for Roquan Smith, it was a move I thought the Steelers should make. But then again, I mean, how many draft picks are you really going to give up? It looks like that it was a deal that Baltimore would sign in blood on. He's been that good. Patrick Queen is good. Their secondary is decent. I love Kyle Hamilton. As soon as he got picked by Baltimore out of Notre Dame, you knew right away that's a guy that would look great in a Steeler uniform. It would be fantastic as the Steelers are on safety number 6 or 7 right now with Minkah Fitzpatrick, Devontae Kazee. Elijah Riley's been banged up but came back. Trenton Thompson's hurt. Keanu Neal. The show goes on. Philadelphia, congratulations to them on a victory. Coming into this weekend, Philadelphia and the Steelers had not won a game in December. 0-6 combined in the state. And the Kansas City Chiefs lost. So what did it make me think? After Christmas Day, entering today, about the AFC and how great the conference is. The AFC is kind of crap. How good is the AFC? When people are complaining that Miami can't beat a team that's over 500. Okay, they beat Dallas at home. It was kind of the who wanted to prove themselves bowl. But did either team really prove themselves? Dallas and Miami. The two MVP frontrunners. If you don't want to count Christian McCaffrey just because he's a running back and he's not a quarterback. And this whole notion that anybody but a quarterback can't really win it at this point in time. Well, Dallas has lost 2 in a row. Dak was not very good. I know he's on my fantasy team in the fantasy playoffs, which is obviously not the end-all be-all. But they lost to Buffalo at home. They got smashed. And they lost to the Dolphins. And what ended up being a pretty fun game in the fourth quarter, back-and-forth affair. Jason Sanders' last second field goal got it done as the Dallas defense could not hold. Dak in the offense. Brandon Cooks, 3:32 to go. Scored what Dallas thought was going to be the game-winning touchdown. Dak was fine. 2 touchdowns and a 107.9 passer rating. But look at the AFC. Kansas City lost again. They're 9-6. It's going to be the first time Patrick Mahomes will play a road playoff game in the AFC playoffs. Jacksonville is faltering. They've lost 4 in a row. Ever since their one defender, after getting a turnover against the Steelers, was waving around the terrible towel and flaunting it at Steeler fans, they've been horrible. Trevor Lawrence is hurt again. Now, he hasn't really missed game time, but Trevor Lawrence has been more injured than any other quarterback that has been. He's basically been the equivalent of Kenny Pickett, but he's come back to play in these games. They lost to Tampa Bay, 30-12. So I don't know how good Jacksonville is. Cleveland's won 3 in a row with Joe Flacco at quarterback. They beat Houston. Amari Cooper set the Browns franchise record for receiving yards in a single game with 265. They shredded a team with a backup quarterback on the road, and Houston looked like the Houston Texans that we thought they'd be. And then, oh yes, the Browns host the Jets this Thursday, Thursday Night Football. The hottest team in the AFC, it's not the Baltimore Ravens. It's the Buffalo Bills. 9-6. The second wild card. They've won 3 in a row. They survived the Chargers. Now they get awful New England. And then to close it out, they're at the Dolphins. Could that be for the division? Indianapolis is 8-7. The final AFC wild card is going to come down to Indianapolis, Houston, the Cincinnati Bengals, and oh yes, your Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, do we think that the Steelers could actually have a chance in this game against Seattle? And also, who should be the quarterback? For me, I would have gone, now hindsight being 2020, if this was December 21st, and we were going into this game on Christmas Eve, Mason Rudolph as the quarterback, Mason Rudolph getting potentially one final time to shine. One last opportunity, Mason. Show us what you have. Can you still be, I wouldn't even say viable, but a competent quarterback in the NFL? And Mason Rudolph went out there and played the best damn game that any quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers has played since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Maybe even since Ben Roethlisberger's final year. 34 points up there on the board. Now, the Steelers did score 30 in one game last year. They lost. This was an absolute onslaught. against the Bengals. 24-0 at halftime. Mason Rudolph was great. The offense looked lively. He threw for 290 yards, three touchdowns, a 124 passer rating. Mason Rudolph was the best quarterback by far that this team has put out there on the field by a country mile. It wasn't even close. The running game was pretty effective. Yeah, they gave up 140 yards and a touchdown to T. Higgins. A lot of that was garbage time. The Steelers were in command and in control the whole entire game. Once again, the Steelers team has people clamoring for one quarterback when the other's playing better. Now, here's what you got to sort out with the Steelers and who should play quarterback. If it was a couple days ago before the game, I would have said, you got to go back to Kenny Pickett. He's your future. You want to know as much as possible about him. And there are still thoughts in my mind. I wouldn't be upset if Kenny Pickett plays against Seattle. I would understand it. I get it. You still got to be able to have as many opportunities without Matt Canada, even though this is still the Matt Canada offense, with other guys just calling it, as possible. But instead, Mason Rudolph balled out. I didn't expect it. I don't think you expected it. 412-928-9370. Now, a lot of other people that did call in and clamor in and say, Mason Rudolph should start, give him his opportunity. You were right. I'll give credit when credit's due. A couple people called in and said that that should be the case. It should be Mason Rudolph. Okay. Great. He played well. I was surprised that he played as well as he did. I really was. I didn't expect it. I couldn't fathom Mason Rudolph, somebody who has been basically disheveled, and at least in that Steeler locker room, in the media, that he's just somebody that, maybe not a dead man walking is the best way to put it, but nobody wanted him. He's that toy that was returned on Christmas. Nobody wanted Mason Rudolph. 31 other teams had a chance. Mike Tomlin brought him back. I don't even know how much Mike Tomlin likes Mason Rudolph. But he's keeping him alive. They still have a chance at the playoffs. It's about a 15% chance. But it's still something. Do you want to see the Steelers make the playoffs? 412-928-9370. If you do, then I think Mason Rudolph is your guy. I would start Mason Rudolph just because of how good he played. What say you? What's up? You're on the Fan. Happy day after Christmas.
Yeah, happy day after Christmas. This is Ted.
What's up, Ted?
Real quick about Mason Rudolph. I mean, he had nothing to lose. He's playing with house money. So, I mean, it's a great game. But, you know, if you look at this team, I still can't see it making the playoffs. It's just too many holes. But I do agree with you. Let Mason play. Find out what you got. Even if he fails, you know, it is what it is. I just think that it was a great game. But if you look at the if you just look at the division, they're not going to make it. I don't see it.
Ted, let me ask you this. How much has your opinion changed about this situation in the last couple of days, in the situation that Mason Rudolph has pretty much played himself into?
Well, I mean, look, it was one game. Now, if he does it another game, yeah, now you got problems. Now you truly have a quarterback debate. But the reality of it is, you nailed it. You're still playing in Matt Canada's offense. There's going to be a new offense coordinator.
Right.
And that has to be tailored to your starting quarterback. And that's going to be crucial. But if Mason Rudolph, if he balls out against Seattle, if he gets his chance, yeah, you really got to question everything.
Ted,
you really do.
Ted, appreciate the call. I don't know if Mike Tomlin is going to really stick with him, because if Mike Tomlin had enough faith in Mason Rudolph and really thought that Rudolph was going to play this well in the final home game of the year, then maybe he would have played him a game earlier in Indianapolis after Mitch Trubisky was so bad against the New England Patriots. Mitch Trubisky was horrendous against the Arizona Cardinals? Maybe. Like, was it because, coming off of a Thursday night game? But you had time to prepare from Arizona in anticipation of the Colts. And then 1 week to go from the Colts to Cincinnati. And maybe the Steelers also have Jake Browning's number. He looked horrible. It wasn't even up for debate. There was something that Tomlin said in his press conference that, Jake Browning's been in their system, and that's why he's playing so well. He's been there for a couple years. Yeah, he's been there for a couple years, but he's not been Mason Rudolph 6 years in the Steelers system. So it made me think, and I was talking to Pony about this when we were listening to the press conference together. So is Mike Tomlin basically saying that he thinks Mason Rudolph should be Jake Browning? Well, the roles reversed from the last couple of weeks. And in Rudolph's case, the last couple of years. Because Jake Browning looked like Mason Rudolph tying the Lions and getting benched for Doc Hodgins. And Mason Rudolph looked like the Jake Browning of the last couple of weeks that has powered the Cincinnati Bengals to be in a position to still potentially make the playoffs after a top five quarterback in the entire NFL, a Heisman Trophy winner, a future NFL MVP in Joe Burrow, went down, and everybody thought, okay, that's it for the Cincinnati Bengals. Kind of just like the Cleveland Browns. And don't you find it a little bit funny that the Browns, after their multi-million dollar, 250, whatever it is, quarterback and Deshaun Watson, once he goes down, Cleveland takes off? Like, isn't that just a little bit odd? Amari Cooper's breaking the single game receiving record over 260 yards for Cleveland. Joe Flacco, 38, spinning it around like he's got nothing to lose. Came off of his couch, like what Justin Pugh said a couple of weeks ago in a Sunday Night Football introduction when he came back, straight off the couch. That's what Joe Flacco was doing, throwing the ball around with his kids. Now he's slinging it for touchdowns and breaking records. And that's something that's just been so frustrating to me with the Steelers' offense that maybe gave us a little bit of a different sign where the pastures could be greener at some point in time. George Pickens complained, and they didn't bench him on the first series. I would have benched him on the first series. Not too much of a message sent to him, but still something. We're watching you. We have our eyes on you. One series. Don't introduce him in the starting lineups. I would have played him. There were some people that said, bench him the entire game. Bench him the entire rest of the season. That's a little bit nonsense, especially the entire season. But a drive, yeah. I think that does something. The players really like to be introduced before the start of the game. It's a thing. And right away, Rudolph, Pickens, slant route. And that was a great defense to be able to go up against because on a slant route, you get to the middle of the field, you're one-on-one with the safety, you make one move. With the speed George Pickens has, you're gone. And that's all it took. 185 yards for George Pickens. He was a stud. He was a receiver that we all know he's talented enough to be. And even he said, just keep on talking. He wasn't listening. I'm happy for George Pickens for that. I really am. And for Mason Rudolph to be able to grab a victory at home and what could be his last opportunity, because I don't think he's going to play in Seattle. We can get more into it. 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. That's the Wake Up Show. It is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. They played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as he was being interviewed by the NFL Network, walking off the field. It was a cool sight to see. You have to just step back and be happy for Mason there. It's cool in the football sense. It's cool in a life sense is what Mason has gone through and all the troubles that he's had with just his career and where things have taken him. So, you know, I was happy for Mason. I did not think that he was going to play as well as he did. I don't think he's a good quarterback. Fan weather It's brought to you by Sun Chevy. 23 Silverado 1500s are up to $7,500 in rebates. SunChevy.com. High today, 54. It does not feel like December weather in between now New Year's. 49 degrees currently with a low of 48. Rain chances potentially in occurrence earlier in the day as we move on with cloudy skies later today. Austin Bechtel with you. More coming up. Fan Only Morning Show here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a couple different ways that you can look at this situation with Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, and according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, Kenny Pickett is going to be good to go for the Steelers in Seattle. Now, does that mean that he will be starter? Something we're going to have to wait to see and hear what Mike Tomlin has to say at his weekly presser, which will probably give a little bit more clarity. Because should the Steelers start Mason Rudolph? I think it comes down to this. If the Steelers think that they're still a playoff team or have that notion in their minds, which you have to think it, right, until you're mathematically eliminated, I don't think they're going to make it. But hasn't Mason Rudolph earned another game? See, I thought he'd be okay. I said on the show on Friday, two touchdowns, two picks, but I thought the Steelers would lose 24-17. So there's a lot that you can think about with Mason Rudolph in terms of, oh yeah, but he's not your future. He's not somebody that maybe a lot of people believe in. You saw how the team rallied behind him and rallied around him. In the win against Cincinnati, it was cool to see. It might just be a one-off. And if they do go back to Kenny Pickett, I'm okay with it. But I'd go with Mason Rudolph just because he looked fantastic. He was a dynamic quarterback. We know he could throw the ball deep. We know he's accurate throwing the deep ball. And that's pretty much the only thing that we went into the game knowing about Mason Rudolph. Because I know overall who he is, what he does, and the type of quarterback that, over an extended period of time, he's not very good. That's the reality of it, but he was great. He was great, and you can't deny that. And just because of how well he played is what makes me think that maybe he should get another opportunity. But even Big Ben acknowledged that Mason Rudolph played well, but at the same time, in the same token, why not give Kenny Pickett more time to be able to rest, heal? Yes, he's going to be good. But after suffering that ankle injury and having ankle surgery December 5th, what is the best course of action with Kenny Pickett? Because Pickett, I hope it doesn't become this way going into next year, because if it does, next year, this is going to be all people talk about. Because we've almost gotten to that point now where some people are, but not everybody's picked up on it. He gets hurt way too often. Whether it's ankle problems, concussions, no matter what, the concussions are a significant concern. But he just gets banged up. Ben Roethlisberger said, I think you go with Mason. Listen, Kenny's your future. Kenny's your guy. I think you need to protect him a little bit too. Obviously, you'd like to get him on the field and play. But if he's not 100%, why not give Mason a shot? What do you do this week? 34 points, threw for 200, almost threw for 300. Seemed to put kind of a little spark into the team. I'd say stick with him for another week. Yeah, Ben, I agree. Just because of how Mason played. And again, I'm not somebody who thinks Mason Rudolph is that great. I don't think he's that good. I think Chris Mack and our buddy Steve are the only ones that were the biggest Mason Rudolph believers, as well as Mark Cabali. Mark Cabali's had this love for Mason Rudolph to be able to get back in there and get another chance. He's been a Mason Rudolph believer for a while. I haven't been ever since he's tied the Lions, bench for Duck Hodges. I've stuck with that as a key sticking point for why Mason shouldn't really be getting any time. But again, it is only one game. He could go to Seattle on the road on New Year's against a defense that's much better than Cincinnati's, which played horrendous, by the way. In a division full of great defenses, Baltimore with 5 interceptions last night, the Browns with arguably the best defense in football, might be the Ravens, and the Steelers with the $150 million or so dollar defense. I like to call it the $2 million defense. Cincinnati's is awful. And yeah, they're banged up. They're not playing well. But man, they let the Steelers do anything that they wanted to do. And the Steelers' offense hasn't done that in years. 30 points up in a win? That's a rarity. Once in a full moon have the Steelers scored 30 points and been able to win the game. So why not give Mason Rudolph another chance? The only reason why would be another look at Kenny Pickett. And what happens with that? So there's a lot of different things that you could think about, talk about, and a lot of people will in anticipation of this game. What will actually happen compared to what we think should happen typically tend to be two different things. The Fan Morning Show kickoff is coming up next, and it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett? I think they'll go with Pickett. I think they should go with Mason Rudolph just because of how well he played. If he was average and not very good, then I would have said, yes, definitely run back to Kenny Pickett. Run, don't walk away. Take Kenny Pickett. Let him play this week. But the way that Mason played and your faint playoff hopes alive, which is something that Mike Tomlin might clamor to, and the fact that Mason Rudolph won, and Mike Tomlin is one win away out of the last two games. And he might get it with Baltimore if they beat Miami, resting their starters in Baltimore, where it might end up being another Tomlin year without a losing season. Mason Rudolph and the team with the backs against their wall, backs against the wall. They show out and play well. They couldn't beat 2-2 in 10 teams. But when someone came knocking, and the ghost of 500 or better seasons for Mike Tomlin was at the door, they answered. And they're one win away from reaching that goal again, which shouldn't be a goal. It should be to make the playoffs and win playoff games. But again, here we sit with Mike Tomlin, who, according to Mike Florio over the weekend, quote, a lot of noise on the outside. Inside, it's business as usual for the Pittsburgh Steelers. No desire whatsoever to make a change at head coach. They have no reason to believe that Tomlin wants to go. They actually would like to extend his contract, which runs through the 2024 season. Now, Jake Glazer thinks there could be a trade. There could be movement, but at this point in time, Mike Tomlin is going to be the coach next year. Who will be the quarterback this week? Still yet to be seen. Austin Bechtold with you. Hope you had a good Christmas. Josh Rountree is next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.